Teda on Parshas Yisrei 132 at the bottom. Okay, the pasuk said, "B'chodesh Hashlishi l'seis b'nei Yisrael meretz Mitzrayim." On the third month from the Eden going out of Mitzrayim, meaning the month of Sivan, bo midbar b'yom hazeh, on this day, bo midbar Sinai. They came to Midbar Sinai. So basically, Rosh Chodesh Sivan, the Jews came to Midbar Sinai. But it does say b'yom hazeh, on this day, and it doesn't say b'yom hazeh, which day of the month. It says on this day they came to Midbar. Why doesn't it say which day? And Chazal learned the Shura b'Rosh Chodesh. That what does it mean b'yom hazeh? On Rosh Chodesh Sivan, the Jews came to Midbar Sinai. Why? Here it says b'yom hazeh, the word hazeh. And by Achedesh Hazeh Lochem, when the mitzvah is given about Rosh Chodesh, the Torah uses the word Achedesh Hazeh. So the Gemara learns out Zeh Zeh, that just like over there is Rosh Chodesh, the same thing here. When did the Eden come? Bayem Azov, Bo Midbar Sinai. When did they come to Midbar Sinai? They came on Rosh Chodesh. So he says, Lahov and Laman Nikra Rosh Chodesh, because the Beloshim Bayem Azeh. Why is the Torah calling Rosh Chodesh Yem Azeh? The Torah could have said, on the first day of the month, why did it call it Bayem Azeh? He says, Yuvin Behegdim, this is a famous question in Chassidus. Yuvin Behegdim, in Yemailis Kabbalah Sateiro, what's so special about receiving the Teiro? Halekei, the Matan Teiro, how you become a tzaddikin. Before Matan Teiro, there are many tzaddikin. V'Ovis, Einein, Amerikov, Gamkin, Kedem, Shinit, Nuteiro. And the Ovis, where the chariot completely bottled Hashem before Matan Teira. So Lochere, they had certain level of mitzvahs before Matan Teira. So what was this great accomplishment of Matan Teira? So he says, Achainyan kinei mailas Avraham. The advantage, the greatness of Avraham Avinu was shahayilech v'nasei anegba. He kept going towards the south, meaning spreading Yiddishkeit all around the world. Peter show you how lech when the semi madregel madrega. That Avraham Avinu holoch when the semi he kept going and traveling. Going and traveling means not only traveling, but going and traveling means he used to go from level to level of kedusha. Achibah hanegba until he came to the south, which is the level of midas avel yeno. Until the ultimate level of south, which is the level of chesed, which is the level of ava. Bekol kachoyah helech me'aliyah le'aliyah. And he went so much from level to level, mamish. He became mamish and merkava, the chariot, completely bottled. To this level of al chesed of atzilus ava, benafshi mamish. Until mamish, it was revealed within him, he felt this level of chesed of atzilus. And this alicha was from lower to higher. Like it says from the Mepchinus Mitzrayim. Like it says, Vayal Avram Mitzrayim, the Pasuk says, Avram Avinu went up from Egypt. That means he went up from low Mitzrayim all the way to the higher level. Haino Mepchinus Meitzir Gvul, Shemitzar Aguf and Nefesh HaBamitz. He went out of the limitations of the boundary in the Nefesh HaBamitz. Hamagbilim Omabishim Es Nefesh Olekis. That limit the godly soul Shiva Adam. Achafa Pishanafshu Lakis. He meskelis him as Bainu Bigdullah Saint Sabarhu, even though he understood godliness. Vispashtutsus of Al Nivraim and the way Hashem manifests himself over all creations, which is Chaya Chayim. Va'ata Machayas Kulam, and that the way the Abishta gives life to every single existence, as a Shemaim Vesar Sani Moli. Umoli Khalaris Kvedei. Afal Pikain. Nevertheless, so in other words, it says like this: Avraham Avinu reached its very lofty level, completely ava, completely bottled Hashem. But Eina Bekeir Nafshi Lotzis Min Hateka, the nefesh still doesn't have the ability to go out of its shield, which is Ma'aser Aguf Libchinus Iskafi V'Sapcha, to break evil and transform evil. But the body still remained in this ultimate strength it was before. He couldn't transform the body. Avraham Avinu couldn't transform Gashmius to make Gashmius into Ruchmius. Like he says, even a person about, like, a guy's about to break into a house, he davens to Hashem. That means the body's still a body, still stealing. He might believe in Hashem, he'll daven to Hashem to be successful, but he's still a body. He left from this boundary to cling to Hashem, that he wanted to leave the body. Meaning like this, Mitzrayim, I didn't say it exactly correctly, Mitzrayim represents the Meitzer of the body. Mitzrayim represents, even if you're doing Torah mitzvahs, you're still limited in the body. And therefore you can believe in Hashem, yet you'll go steal. Avraham went up from Mitzrayim, meaning he left that level of the limitations of the body, and he became one with Hashem in Ahava, completely level of Merkava. This Ava comes from meditation. Like it says, when Avraham Avinu was 3 years old, he recognized Hashem. Then a greater level when he was 40, a greater level when he was 48. Because there are different opinions when Avraham Avinu realized the greatness of Hashem. One opinion says 3, 40, and 48. So obviously it's explained. It's not an argument. He reached one level at 3, a greater level at 40, a greater level at 48. The last machshava tvisa beklal kimalchus chamalchus kol elamim in the level melech levad, which is dibur. Kameshu causes the var melech shulting. Okay, so he says like this. Where did this ava come from? This ava of Avraham Avinu came from the level of meditation into the greatness of Hashem, the way Hashem permeates the world, encompasses the world. Right? And that is the existence of every single thing that exists in the world. That Hashem said, speech, and the world became. So in other words, the guy realizes in his meditation that the whole world, the universe, is one word from Hashem's mouth. Bidvar Hashem, or Baruch Sha'amar, Bidvar Hashem, Bidvar, one word. The whole world was made. The whole universe. Amir abovat shamizen nimshechayes kol ha'elamis. In other words, explaining what is the meditation to come to love Hashem. When you meditate, the way the whole existence of the entire universe is only one word from Hashem's mouth. So you can imagine how limited is that power from Hashem that creates world. How much compared to power of speech, power of thought, power, you know, it's infinitely made. Nothing. It's only a slight revelation of Hashem, like one word. Like Dr. Rebbe says in Tanya Perikov, compared to the power of speech, power of thought, and so on. And all the praise of the work of your hands, that all the world, heaven and earth, and the going from an artist, the Gemara says like this, in Chagiga, the Gemara says, from the earth to the first heaven is a going of 500 years. Each heaven is a going of 500 years. Then between each heaven of the seven heavens is 500 years. Each heaven is 500 years. Then, then on top of that, the feet of the Malachim is equal to all the 500s put together. So you're talking about the universe, the vastness of the universe is one word. From Hashem's mouth.
Who sets up the year? Who sets up time?
Hashem created time and place. Hashem created time and place.
So when we say 1 year,
it's what Hashem made is 1 year.
Hashem's a standard or a human being is
standard? No, Hashem established the concept of time. Time is a creation. Time and place is a creation. That's why, like we learned, the famous question of the Maggid, why didn't Hashem create the world earlier? And the ultimate answer is because before the world, there's no earlier. Time began when place did. Because time is the definition of time is how long place exists. If there's no place, there's no time.
what? Explain, I'm very challenged by the idea.
Good.
What?
Good that you're challenged.
It's good that you're challenged.
Yeah, yeah. That you have all these beautiful creatures, flowers. You have even cactus alone.
No.
Thousands of different, distinctly different flowers.
Yeah.
How could it be all done in a moment? I mean, to design it,
that's why
the process, it just couldn't have been just on a whim. It couldn't have been, no matter how genius, no matter how vast the knowledge is, it needed to go through some kind of a process of such beautiful perfection. It just couldn't be.
You don't get it.
No, I don't.
Okay. You know why? If you would get it, you'd be God. And I promise you, don't even think so.
No, but you have to, you're talking about levels, so there must be some.
That's the greatness of Hashem. That's why we can. So when you meditate in that greatness of Hashem, of course you're going to love him more than a steak.
But it's not only the flowers, the earth.
Every kernel of sand has its own unique chayas. Every blade of grass has its unique chayas. Every drop of water has its unique chayas. Okay, so what we could understand is the wow of it.
No, the thing is,
the wow of it.
Somebody, God must have had a lot of fun doing all that. It couldn't be just.
He didn't have to get permits. He didn't need permits to do it. It didn't take that long. And the b'chinas ma'isi yedecha. Shekamei. You know why it took Noach 120 years to build the teva? He had to get permits. Shekamei, shema'isi yedei adam. Okay. That, good morning. So you tell me, whoa, God, we don't understand. Yeah,
no,
that's true.
Everything is so beautiful. Somebody must have enjoyed. We're creating this beautiful harmony.
Yeah, it's called God.
Pardon?
It's called God.
Yeah. But
okay, so.
It couldn't be just in a spare, but in just one shot, in a moment.
Why not?
Because it's so.
By the way, whether
it has been a process.
That's what happened. No, the process was. From the spiritual into the physical, there's Simsim Arishin and then Atzilah, there's a Kav and Akudim, the Kudim Brudim, and then Atzilah, and Briah.
Maybe the moment that you're referring to was billions of years.
No. Adarech Moshenim Luba, Shokorach Maitzu, Shavushachitzin, Shalanathish. Like just like the action of a person is the lowest part of the person. The same thing, the life of Hashem that's in all the world is only the external. Just think, by a person, action is the most external versus thought and speech. Action is the lowest. So the whole creation of the world is Maisa Yodacha. Right? Maisa means the lowest of Hashem's levels created this world. Don't be upset that you're not God. Which is nothing compared to the essence of the soul. So therefore, what was Avram Avinu's level of his beininess of creating Ava? Avram Avinu meditated in realization of Yesh Balabayas to the Birazu. Somebody had to make this world. It wasn't only. I mean, simply you learn, okay, Avraham Avinu as a kid went out into the world and said, well, if there's a building out there, somebody had to make it. So Avraham Avinu realized, well, if there's a world, God had to make it. It's much deeper than that. Not only did God made it, that infinite levels, infinite things of creation and this, all that, is all coming from Hashem. And all of that is one word from his mouth.
In his time, everybody thought that it was a creator.
No, they were idol worshippers. Obey the Kadeshim Yisparach Shem Cholad, Shakdeshim Shem Alochem V'Neshamos. And that's why you say Yishtabach Shem Cholad, meaning that all the holy ones, yeah, that are Malochem V'Neshamos are only the name of Hashem, a ray of Hashem. Shu Gamkin Ein Elazev Or Alashein Mechinas Ma'isi Yadach. But the spiritual entities of Neshama and Malochim are not as external action-wise as the physical world. They're spiritual beings. Because the koyach that's in the physical object that you make, the power that you put into something physical is separated from you. It has nothing to do with your essence. You made it, it's done.
So
ki nasa nifin muvdum vadei achizes keli makecha melubish bay einim shich atm sodom achinuch. And therefore, if you have a, let's say, a guy built a table. So then when you have the table, the essence of the person is not in the table. He's not in the essence is not in the table, but the essence of Hashem is in the world. He says like this. The Pasuk says, many times it's called, he quotes the Pasuk here. Yishtabach shimcho lo'ad. Okay? Yishtabach shimcho lo'ad is not only, does it mean here, he says, not only the name of Hashem, but the malochim and the neshamas that are called names are praising Hashem forever. And he said, what does that mean? He says, normally when you have a physical object that doesn't reveal the guy that made it. But all the spiritual malachim, neshamas, all those holy things, they're called the names of Hashem. What is the name? When I call your name, the essence of the person comes. That means, what do we mean when we say the neshamas and malachim are the names of Hashem? Or it says, all the letters of Torah are the names of Hashem. What do you mean, the names of Hashem? Every letter in Torah is the name of Hashem. What it means is, just like by night, call your name. Like we said, unless you're a teenager. You turn, you come. So every malah, they all reveal the essence of Hashem. Every letter of Torah reveals the essence of Hashem. That's what it means. It's the name of Hashem. Shemaisiv Shalak Kodesh Baruch Hu. What do you mean, names? It means a name draws the person, the essence. So that's the essence of the Torah. It's in the Nisham. It's the Malachim to reveal the essence of Hashem. What?
Doesn't it reduce Hashem's greatness?
No.
Be limited to a letter?
Yeah, but so the greatness is that in that limited letter is an infinite greatness. It's the combination of the infinite in the finite.
Yeah, Rabbi, sometimes we say that name is limited, and somebody was saying name is unlimited.
No, the advantage of a name is, even though seemingly has nothing to do with your essence, but it draws your essence. Yeah. There's many stories in the Rebbe before he became Rebbe. Somebody was very sick, and the Rebbe called in a guy, and he said, "Go to the hospital and tell, whisper the Friedrich Rebbe's name in his ear." And it says because that's the most mamshich, the highest of the neshama klali, that he should get drawn from that. That's why if somebody faints, God forbid, you call the name. You don't say, "Hey, you." You call the name because the name draws the essence of the person back down. I didn't hear what you said. I didn't hear. Louder.
A story of Altai Rebbe.
Oh, you mean, is this my beard, my this, yeah, yeah, with the Tzemach Tzedek, yeah? The name draws the essence. Right, that's the essence. But when you call the name of a person, comes the essence of the person. Therefore, the name is still bound. Unlike all the other creatures that Hashem created, it's only the name, it's only a ray, it's not the person, it's only a ray of the person. But who is which is a level of godliness of saved, that the highest and the lowest are all equal. The world doesn't change Hashem, because world has no absolutely no connection to Hashem whatsoever. Therefore, this is bainus to create an ava. Therefore, this is going to cause the soul to be drawn. To have this longing of the nefesh tashem, the yizbuchin is bittul mamish, el of yizbarach levadi, to be bottle tashem himself. In other words, the person, by the way, it goes much more than this is bainus. This is bainus is a lower level as bainus. This level of bainus is all in mamalik kolam. By the way, that we said that there's zillions of inanimate and plant and animal and human, and each one has its own unique life thing. That's all mamala. That's this bainness in the guy chayis of Elokus that comes into the world. Then you have this bainness of saving kol alma, that the world doesn't even exist compared to Hashem. It's only Hashem. And then you have the highest level of less machshava tfisa beklal, that everything's equal, meaning, and therefore Hashem could combine the finite and the infinite, and the miracle and the natural, and it's all the same thing. That comes from a deeper level of his baininess. That's what Alter Rebbe said, I don't want your Gan Eden, I don't want your Olam Haba, I only want you. Because even Gan Eden and Olam Haba are all revelations. Alter Rebbe, I don't want your revelations, I want you.
But at the end of his life, he says that the real world is this one.
Yeah, the world that, because Gashmias brings out the essence of Hashem much more than spirituality does, yes. Huh? Why?
Because all the, again, same thing, all the beauty and all the intricacy, the harmony, the equilibrium.
That is all the limited level of godliness. The way God spoke.
And that's what we can grasp.
Yeah, but that's what we can grasp. Yeah, but that doesn't bring out the real level of godliness. Okay, it's not enough. Peter Shanovi Mat. Okay, so that's what it says in the Pasuk. Ani Hashem Lo Shanisi. The Pasuk says like this. Hashem says, I am Hashem, it didn't change. V'atim b'nei Yaakov le'chalisim. In other words, simply the Pasuk means, God says, I am God that doesn't change. Okay? And you, le'chalisim, simply means you didn't get destroyed yet. But here the Alter Rebbe is saying, it's a question. The Navi is saying, Ani Hashem Lo Shanisi, if I am that great level of God, that the world doesn't change me in any way whatsoever. Whether there is a world or no world, I give existence, I don't give existence, it's all the same thing. And he says, if so, Va'atem b'nei Yaakov yuyin, le'chalisim, you don't have klesa and nefesh to me, you don't have a longing to be with me. If you realize how great I am, that the whole universe, with all this beautiful stuff, by the way, is nothing. It doesn't even change Hashem one iota, one drop. It doesn't change it. And he says, with that, you don't understand. You need to have a klesa nefesh. Meaning, Shanavi matma Yisrael, the Navi is wondering on the Jews. Hadei ani avayelo shanisi, mipnei mali ishen lochem klesa nefesh. Okay, so what stops all this? Lochayit, it's a very simple level of his baininess. Okay, what's stopping this meditation from causing the person to have this longing only for Hashem? What stops the person from having this level of bittul? Like the Pasuk says, you don't have this longing. Why isn't there this longing of Hashem? He says, Agam, she is Bein Magdus, and Savani Availa Shinisi. Not everybody merits the zchus of Avram. Shenasa merkava, b'chin is bittul mamish b'aval yenim achmitz is bein nizul l'cheiro. Why don't people, through meditation like this, become like a level of Avram Avinu? He said, "You see, b'chalishes kercha nefesh, it can't go out of lotzis min arteika ma'aser. It can't go out of its imprisonment. The neshama can have this as beininess." But the problem is, it's still in jail. You can have like the song of Shamil, you know, he longed of the good old days, you know, the old niggun of Shamil, the way the Rebbe explained it. It is this general that got captured, and he was tricked, and they got captured, and then he has this longing to go out back to the yesteryear when he was the big leader and everything. That's the neshama. The neshama is this longing in the gulf, in captivity, by the body and nefesh abamis, and the neshama wants to get out of captivity, and he can't. Not everybody's Avraham Avinu that was able to do it.
Because Avraham did, he made us able to do what Avraham did.
Correct.
Is that correct?
At a certain level, yes.